Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, A Mistake or a Masterpiece?
All my life, I've struggled with being too tall, my friend confided. From the day she started to school, she was a foot taller than anyone else in her class. At the end of the day, she would run home crying, trying to escape the taunts of the other children. When she was 13, her parents put her in the hospital for treatments to stop her growth, but they were unsuccessful. She grew up feeling she was a big mistake. She began to compensate in other areas: good grades, proficiency in four languages, athletic achievement, and eventually a law degree and successful career. But underlying all her achievement was the gnawing feeling that God had made a mistake when He made her. I turned to her and asked, "Have you ever considered the possibility that God wanted you to be tall, that it's not merely a genetic quirk? I think God allowed you to be tall because He wanted a tall frame for the work of art that He is making of your life. Every artist likes to choose the frame which will best display his work. If God had wanted someone of average height, He would have made you that way. Your body is the frame for the divine artist's work." You may struggle with similar issues. Perhaps you too have a physical problem or disability. Perhaps your outlook on life has been warped by people telling you that you will never amount to anything, and you're believing it. The end result is that you have given up on being all that you could be. Perhaps you've also given up on God, believing that in your case, He made a mistake. No, you are not a mistake. You are a potential masterpiece in which God can reveal His power and glory and love and creativity. Remember, the Bible says that we are God's workmanship. Trust the master designer that He knows what He is doing.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.